This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, May 13th. Well, the stock market's getting a little bumpy out there, so I thought I should update everybody what's happening. By the way, if you hear some birds in the background, that's because I'm in Arizona visiting my mom. She's 97, and it's a beautiful day and here in Arizona. All right, let's talk about why the market might be losing its mojo a bit. The first thing is we're at the end of earnings season, so it's normal to consolidate and digest gains a bit. However, this morning we opened up very, very strong. And as the day wore on, our stocks started to fall victim to the overall market. But the fact that our stocks are exhibiting relative strength has me very, very happy right now. So personally, I think we're going to have some up days ahead, but it's definitely going to get bumpy, and only the creme la creme are going to fare well. Now, we have people who want to put in money all the time, and I'm telling them, if you want to find the safe time to put in money, it's probably now mid-June, before the quarter end window dressing, and also, you know, our stocks do very, very well with the quarterly ETF realignment. So, but it's going to get bumpy. Now the earnings season is largely over. I've trimmed some stocks. I own fewer stocks today than I did before earnings started, and you know, we went into a funnel, and the stocks that exited with good second, third quarter guidance are the winners, okay? And it's as simple as that. And the market will not have the breadth or power it had a few weeks ago. So it's just time to be careful. Nonetheless, you know, if you need dividend yield, the stocks in the Dow that pay dividends yield 3-4. The stocks in the S&P that pay dividends yield 2-7-8. So the market has a good foundation under it. But we've had very light volume, both on up and down days. And the market is sensitive to whoever's talking. So I think today's a day where it's good that Tesla got permission to reopen on Monday because Mr. Musk was fighting with the local health authorities. One of the things that was just fascinating with all the shutdowns in America is Tesla was deemed to be non-essential, but the Corvette was deemed essential. So they've been making the Corvette chassis throughout the entire shutdown in Bowling Green, where the Corvettes are made. So, you know, but this is what happens when you have different states regulating businesses, you know. What might be safe in Bowling Green wasn't deemed safe in California. So fascinating environment we're in, but the authorities have been leading us through the coronavirus crisis, also do make the market volatile from time to time. So Dr. Anthony Fauci's conference with senators and everything that happened earlier in the week, you know, was basically not that strong, okay? Because, you know, certain parts of the country are going to remain shut down or severely restricted. Jerome Powell's statements today in front of Congress, he's the Fed chairman, didn't help. He basically said that the economic path ahead was highly uncertain and subject to downside risk. So now that doesn't bother me because I know the Fed's going to keep rates extra low, extra long. And so I'm just not worried about that. But some people in the markets thought that was a reason to sell. But the real catalyst that knocked the market today was CNBC. And they interviewed David Tepper. Now, David Tepper is a very good stock picker. He's Appaloosa Management. He owns the Carolina Panthers. He doesn't take money from clients anymore because I guess he got so rich. And but he's a very good stock picker. And he basically said the market is the second most overvalued ever. And there's no doubt there's bubble stocks out there to be pricked. And but we don't own the bubbles. We don't recommend the bubbles. So he's not talking about our stocks, okay? And but CNBC took this former bull and basically put out all his talking points to explain why the market's overbought. And this is CNBC does this to get ratings. And you can thank them for cracking the market today. So the market is just reacting, but it's still, when it goes down one day, it tends to go up the other day. Volume is still very light from what I can tell. The treasury yields are still very low. And we're all just watching what speed the country's going to open up at. Now, I flew, obviously, to get to Arizona. I'm going to be flying to Reno tomorrow. And I can tell you that the airports are working better. They're a lot busier than when I flew 5 weeks ago. Obviously, you have to wear a mask. Obviously, restaurants are reopening with 25% capacity. You know, there's space in everybody. So we're not normal yet, but we're getting there, okay? And there's just tremendous economic pressure for everybody to reopen. And so hopefully that's going to help inspire the market. But we didn't have good leadership on that today. The other thing is, obviously, the folks in Congress think they can fix everything with their new bills. The House just proposed $3 trillion of support. A lot of it was for state and local governments that are suffering. And that's not going to go anywhere because a lot of people don't want to provide support to mismanaged states. For some strange reason, the cannabis industry was getting a lot of support from Congress. I thought they were open throughout the crisis, so that was confusing. But, you know, like most bills in Congress, they pat it with a pork. And because this is an election year, you know, it's highly questionable whether another stimulus package will get through. So fascinating times we're in, and that's good news. And as far as I'm concerned, I own the defensive stocks that had good first quarter results, that are giving good guidance for the second and third quarters, and I still expect my stocks will be an oasis. So I would ask your patience to ride through this if you're fully invested. It's going to be bumpy for the next 4 weeks. But by mid-June, everything should be fine. But there's nothing wrong with the foundation of the market. The dividend yields will support the big stocks long-term. The treasury yields are ultra-low. There's just pressure to open up all the states. And so what can go wrong? Obviously, it's a presidential election year. Normally, you get elected by, you know, being the most optimistic person. Usually, the most optimistic, inspiring person wins. Obviously, if you live anywhere near the Beltway, you know, there's all the infighting that goes on and all the finger pointing. And of course, now, you know, with the release of General Flynn and how all that happened, you know, it's going to be an interesting political year, for lack of a better word. And as far as I'm concerned, the market has washed out, had a great rebound here, and now it's going to be narrow moving forward. So I own the best stocks. I'll be very, very careful here. I'll just keep you in the creme la creme. And I think not only you'll see them meander higher in the next 4 weeks, I think you'll see them start to break out in mid-June. We'll benefit from quarter window dressing. And then we've got another earnings season ahead of us. So don't let the bears, you know, ruin everything for you. You know, it's unfortunate the media likes to sell on negative news, and it's unfortunate the media really blew David Tepper's comments out of proportion today. I just think it's time to, you know, own the creme la creme and make sure our best defense, strong offense. There is nowhere to go, folks, if you want to go. You can go to cash and earn nothing. As far as I'm concerned, our stocks that have their strong sales and earnings will continue to prosper. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. I just want to update everybody. Take care.